Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got the hot seat with Martin Weiss. That's right. Martin Weiss is coming up on the hot seat. You usually hear him on Trolling and Rolling, but he's actually going to get in the arena tonight. And it's not going to be pretty for him, but he is. I give him an A for effort.
And we'll ask him about Kyler Murray again and see if he's going to move on that. No?
Be the MVP. Right, yes. Right. Okay. So we will bring Martin Weiss on at the bottom of this hour.
In fact, Martin Weiss is filling in for you, Chris, on Friday.
Is he?
On Friday.
Wow.
Tomorrow will be Jonas Knox. Okay. And Friday will be Martin Weiss.
Last time Martin filled in for me, he thought he should get the show permanent.
Is that right?
Right? I remember the head getting big. Like, he thought he just owned you. Word.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
right. Good luck
so,
with that.
Take it to him. Take it to him on Friday. All right. Rob, the Steelers, we start off the show talking about this. They're complaining about their game getting postponed tomorrow night. And you know, primetime game against the Ravens. But 7 Ravens players have COVID or have been connected, you know, as somebody who's been in contact with somebody with COVID. So the NFL doing the right thing by postponing the game. They play Sunday instead. Still be on national TV. Won't be blacked out anywhere. Everyone will get to see the Steelers.
And bravo to the NFL.
Right. But the Steelers are complaining. Several players have called it BS. Juju Smith-Schuster says they took away our bye week earlier in week 7. And, you know, it wasn't us. It was Tennessee that cost us our game in week 4. And now it's the Ravens. We're doing what we're supposed to do. They're not. First of all, I don't know that they're not doing anything. Tennessee,
he doesn't know that.
They
right.
were bugging. But yeah, the Ravens may have done everything by the book.
And all it takes is for somebody to be infected, Chris, and not know it, right? And pass it along.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that everybody else wasn't in protocol. I mean, to just throw that out there. Oh, we're doing everything right. There are people who have thought that they were doing it right, Chris, who have gotten it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the Steelers, just very tone deaf. Very tone deaf. Relax, all right? If anything, you should look at it as a blessing. One, you're in a better situation health-wise. Two, you get extra days off to get ready for Baltimore. Three, you don't have to, like Baltimore, instead of playing tomorrow and then next Thursday, they play Sunday and then Thursday. And Baltimore, they need W's. Because I think they're going to lose to Pittsburgh. Because all the COVID and everything going around, not to mention how they've been struggling. And then they could be 6-5. They need W. So they're if anybody, nobody should complain. But Baltimore is getting the worst of it. Let's just put it that way. And they're on the road. Pittsburgh's at home. You didn't have to fly. You didn't have to leave your family. None of that. And yet they're complaining, Rob.
I think it's ridiculous. Given where we are, Chris, in this world, that they would bellyache over a meaningless football game. That's what
Absolutely.
It is. I'm sorry. You know, I get it. It's your job. It's your profession. It's the National Football League. It's national television. It's millions of dollars. I get all that. But this isn't about you. To be that tone deaf and to think the world revolves around you when people – businesses are closed and people work their lives, Christopher, to put together a company or a store or a barber shop and to go by the wayside because of this pandemic and to think that you're worried about a football game and the league is doing this to screw you, the world revolves around you. It just sounds so bad.
It really
I don't
does.
Get it.
It really is bad. It's just not recognizing, not having things in perspective. That's really what it is. You don't have the proper perspective. You know who else doesn't have the proper perspective? And I'm just going to say it. I am a proponent. Anyone who listens to this show regularly knows that I am a proponent of coaching hard. I like it. I grew up being coached hard. I was told before I even strapped on football pads in third grade, get ready. You got coach gonna yell at you. You can't be a baby. You gotta be tough. You gotta be able to take it. You gotta be able to take criticism. So I don't have a problem with being coach hard. I didn't have a problem with Bruce Arians, you know, few of his comments early on. Some people jumped on him. Oh my gosh, he said Tom made a bad read. Well, okay. It's not the end of the world. Tom Brady's used to being coached. Fine. Oh, he said Tom could have thrown. Okay, all right. But now Bruce Arians is going too far. Bruce Arians is now getting ridiculous. He was asked yesterday, what is wrong with this team? What does it come down to? Here's what he said.
I know we're going to play really, really hard, and we've been playing a lot smarter. Those two penalties were costly, and we've been a really good tackling team. And in this ball game, we were not a very good tackling team. But offensively, it's just a matter of each and every week if the quarterback plays well or not, and our job is to get him, make sure he's comfortable, and let him play well.
Yeah!
Is this thing on? Bruce Arians, stop it. Let me run down some things for you, Brent. I'm not going to take it all up all the time, Rob. You're going to get your chance. Bruce Arians, who do you think you are? I get it. You're from Paterson, New Jersey. You're Mr. East Coast. You tell it like it is. You don't hold your tongue for anybody. You don't mince words. But you need an edit button, brother. You need an edit button. Because you basically just said it's all on Tom Brady. If we don't win, if we look bad, it's Brady's fault. Let me remind you, and I've admitted, Brady's looked bad in some games. But Brady's got 6 Super Bowl championships, dude. 9 appearances in the Super Bowl. You've been a head coach for 7 years before this season. You made the playoffs twice. Twice. You run an offense that, while not bad, may not be built for some of your players. Because guess what? Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, Jameis Winston, and Tom Brady's on pace. All those 3 guys, and maybe Brady, have had career highs in interceptions in your system. Why don't you adjust to the players you have? Why don't you go to Brady's strengths? Why don't you run the ball a little more? You got 2 workhorses in the backfield. It ain't all about you, Bruce. It's not about winning your way. It's about winning. And Brady's probably big enough where he'll let this slide, but you need to chill. Because your defense is pretty good. Looked great against Green Bay, but since then it hadn't been all that. You ain't that great against the pass. In fact, you're 25th in passing TDs allowed. You let a lot of TDs go. Your defense. Is that on the quarterback? So you need an edit button. And Rob Parker, so do you.
Bruce Arians is my idol. Finally, to call out Tom Brady and just put it all on the table. I mean, you know what? In that movie Blazing Saddles, you want me to whip this out? And everybody goes, oh, you know what? Yes, whip it out. He whipped it out on Tom Brady. And he told Tom Brady, you are the X factor. You're the reason why the team isn't where it should be. And you know what? They gave Tom Brady everything he wanted. Oh, he's stacked. Look at the weapons. Let's go get Shady McCoy. Let's go get Leonard Fournette. Let's go get Antonio. They got everything he wanted. And the thing that hasn't delivered is Tom Brady and his play. Yes, Bruce Arians, do not sugarcoat it. Tom Brady is 0 for 22 his last 22 passes. Of 20 yards or more. He's got more picks this year than he had all of last year, and there's still six games to go. Against the better teams, the top 10 or top 10 defenses, Brady's awful. These are all facts. Tom Brady hasn't delivered. The team was there. They were waiting for their Messiah. And guess what? Tom Brady's still working around the desert in search of consistent play at quarterback at 43 years old. Yes, Tom Brady needs a blue pill. That's what he needs for his arm. That's what he needs for his quarterback play.
Maybe. Family show, Rob Parker. Family show. That's your second reference that was borderline. Look, they're 7-4. Bruce Arians, you're about to make the playoffs. You were 7-9 last year. Bruce Arians, you haven't had a winning record in your last 3 years as a head coach before now. Now you get Tom Brady. He does what he can to change the culture. And the remnants of the culture not being changed are because you run a loose ship.
Chris,
Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, everybody except your quarterback.
But, Chris, they gave him everything he wanted.
The one guy that don't need to be in a tight ship, you running a tight ship with him and a loose ship with everybody else.
But will you admit they gave Brady everything he wanted? He's got everybody, Chris. You were ranting
and
raving.
They're fine.
No, they're not fine.
They are fine.
It ain't about just making the playoffs. You don't get Tom Brady to make the playoffs.
Everybody in the NFC. If there's one team you could put ahead of him, of them, it'd be New Orleans.
Chris, but they lost twice to New Orleans.
New Orleans is a great team. They might not beat them. We'll see. But they ran roughshod over Green Bay. They've beaten two teams with winning records, which is more than several teams. Seattle's beaten two teams with winning records. The Rams have beaten two teams with winning records. Green Bay's beaten one team with a winning record. So, I mean, they're 7-4. They're on pace to be 10-6, 11-5, make the playoffs, and we'll take it from there. They got as good a shot as anybody in the NFC except New Orleans. But they even got a shot with them. That's all you can ask for. The dude's 43, and he's still, you're 7-4.
Chris, that's not what they came. That's not what this party was about.
They weren't guaranteed
for Tom
a Super
Brady.
Bowl just because Tom Brady.
Chris, you
put
bet a pair of Jordans that they were going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and but I understand. And I never said they were guaranteed to get there. I think they can.
What is the weak link on this team? What is the weak link? They got wide receivers. They got running backs. They play defense. What's the weak link, Christopher Broussard? I want you to answer it.
I'm about to answer you. The defense is 25th in passing touchdowns. That's not a weak link.
Chris, what is their overall defense?
Answer me.
Is that their overall defense, Rob G? Where do they rank overall as defense? They're in the top 15.
They're 10th in points allowed. That ain't nothing to write home about.
Yes, it is. Top 10.
Really?
That's top 10.
That's something to write home about?
Tom Brady ain't top 10.
Tom Brady is playing fine.
He is the weakest link.
So is Aaron Rodgers.
Here we go. Here we go. We're not even talking about the damn Packers. Take Aaron Rodgers out of your mouth.
I put Aaron Rodgers in my mouth anytime I want. You can't
get that, Alex.
You can't handle the truth.
Get that, Alex.
I'll talk about whoever I want. Because you won't say nothing about some of these dudes. So I got to keep it real. You'll rip Tom Brady to shreds, But other cats, you won't say a thing. So I keeps it real. Every quarterback in the league's had clunkers except Pat Mahomes. Everyone. So, yeah, Brady got to do better. But Bruce Arians needs to wash his mouth out with soap because he's gone too far this time. Brady will be big about it, and they'll move on. But Arians is tripping. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Arians in the right for what he said or in the wrong? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
He whipped it out on Tom Brady and just put it all on the table.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We need to wash your mouth out with soap.
Me?
Yeah.
Just because you coaxed me into saying something that you'll take the wrong way?
I told Alex
to erase that. It's gone.
No, Alex.
It never happened.
It's in the tie shirt vault. Don't worry, Rob.
It never happened.
Wait a minute. I never heard it. I want to hear it.
It never happened. I don't even know what you're talking about. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did Bruce Arians go too far in his criticism of Tom Brady today? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
What's happening, brothers? Hey, man, this is the first time I got through you guys. The line is usually always busy.
Man.
You guys, brothers, y'all make my day. Thank you for being who you guys are, man. Seriously.
Thank you, Mike. We really appreciate that, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, brothers. But having said that, Broussard, you're crazy. Tom Brady is deplorable. He's awful. Broussard, you're out of your mind. Hey, man, I can't stand Tom Brady. Hey, Rob, you are so right, brother. Keep on preaching it, Rob, because Brady switches teams, and now he's being exposed.
They're 7-4 on their way to the playoffs, smacked Aaron Rodgers and the Packers around, and Bill Belichick is 4-6,
Chris.
And Brady's the one being exposed?
Yes, that's why his coach called him out,
Belichick's got an MVP quarterback,
and
he's 4-6.
That's why his coach called him out, Chris. Just you want to
Bruce
deflect.
Arians,
you're doing
I ain't deflecting, I just keep it real.
Am I doing a radio show with Bill O'Reilly or is this Chris Broussard? Because this is
I keep people honest. That's what I do.
Joel in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
What's up, man? I just got done making a banana pudding. I'm going to send y'all some.
Oh, man.
I love banana pudding.
Nah, man, Chris. I don't understand you, man. You sitting here talking about what did you just say, Cam? You said Cam, he got a
What I said. He got an MVP quarterback in New England. They're 4-6. Brady's 7-4, and Brady's the one being exposed, not Belichick?
COVID and was out for two games? Yes or no?
Look, the whole league
Yes,
through COVID,
you.
My
thank
man.
Thank you, thank you.
I mean, seriously, that ain't no excuse. Everybody
can
playing
we talk
COVID.
About Tom Brady, Chris? Bruce
Caller brought him up. Brought up
but
Cam.
You're deflecting what Bruce Arians has
See, I don't
said.
Fall for that. Oh, you're deflecting. No, I'm debating.
No,
I
you're
use
deflecting.
Everything at my arsenal.
Okay,
all right?
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is.
Edgar in Minneapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Edgar, is it snowing in Minnesota?
Minnesota is what we call it. But it's actually nice today. It's surprisingly nice, but I just want to try to be concise. First of all, thanks for having me on, and Rob, thank you for that intro. When we first started, you were thankful, and you talk about people forget what we're going through. Right now, I'm door dashing because I lost my job, but I ain't going to stop. I'll bounce back. There ain't no
problem. You bounce back, man. That's what you have to do. No doubt about it, man. The dark days ain't always going to be here. You just got to fight through it.
Right.
Hills and valleys, something I learned from playing sports myself. But to get to the point on Brady, Chris, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I know you from Ohio. You my boy. I usually go with you. But on this one, no, he's not going too far because as an athlete, sometimes different coaches coach different. I feel that Bruce Arians, he's trying to get a rise out of Brady. And Brady, I feel he's the GOAT. So if you're the GOAT, you got to adapt and adjust. You ain't with your other coach, Belichick. Yeah, so it's like from Cleveland. I look at LeBron too. It's like, oh, he can't be coached by this coach or that, and that kind of bugs me about that about LeBron. It's like if you a player, you can go into anybody's system and work that.
Well, you got certain strengths and weaknesses, though.
Edgar, thank you so much,
man. Especially at 43 years old.
Well, but he knew he wasn't going to be. When he left New England, he knew Belichick wasn't his coach. I mean, that is part of the deal you sign up for. How about Mark quickly in Sacramento? It'd be great to talk to him. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen? I beat me to it.
He was ready for you.
We're going to get this timing down if he's going to use the drop. We're going to get this timing down sooner.
Yes. And Mark, happy Thanksgiving, as Chris was saying yes to you and your family.
Same to you guys. I was about ready to say that. Hey, Chris, real quick, let me get this straight. A guy who's throwing interceptions, pick sixes, and forgetting the downs at the end of games can't be yelled at?
No, he's been yelled at.
Well, he's got a right to say this.
Yell at him in private. Is he calling anybody else? Did he call out Antonio Brown for dropping that bomb that hit him in the fingers? Did he call him out for that?
One thing about Bruce Arians, that dude calls out everybody.
He didn't call out Antonio Brown.
You can't go there with that. He will. No, you can't do that with Bruce Arians.
Is he calling out his defensive backs for giving up 20 passing touchdowns this year? More than all but five teams in the league.
If they give up number 21, I bet you do.
It's a little late. He should have done it at 14.
Maybe he should have, but he will.
And they're still only 10th giving up points, the defense. So they're in the top 10. So, Chris, I think
they're
you lost this one.
They're 7-4, Rob. They're 7-4.
That's nice.
They in good shape. I thought they'd win 10 or 11 games. They're on pace to do just that.
No, you got them going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that. Just start, get ready, save your money. Because I want my J's.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to send you 3 pictures of Jordans that I want.
Just like you went when we had the Dodger bet and you went and tried on Jordans. You remember that?
That one, boy. That one hurt. Because what were they up? Were they up
3-1.
3-1. Oh, God. That one hurt. Yeah, was it 3-1
or 2-1?
I kind of erased that from
3-1.
My memory. It was something bad. You're right. Maybe it was.
You
3-1.
Were up, Chris,
because it was over.
You remember?
Yeah, it was 3-1. It was 3-1.
And you went to the store and tried them on, and you were like, "Oh, I found the Jordans I want." All that.
Well, this will be a different day, my man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for the hot seat with Martin Weiss.
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in.
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we invite one of our Fox Sports teammates get in that squared circle with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. Tonight's victim. Normally we get him on Fridays and trolling and rolling, but he's got to take a couple L's in the hot seat first. None other than Martin Weiss. Martin, what's up, man? How are you feeling?
I'm just glad that Rob and Chris finally stepped up to the challenge. That's all I got to say.
Rob, tell him who had the guts to make the Jordan bet. Something he didn't have.
That's right. Chris Broussard at 3-1, 3 pair of Jordans to 1 that Brady and Bucks are going to get to the Super Bowl. Coming off, I give Chris credit, Brady's worst game of the year, or second worst. That other game against the Saints wasn't great. But the second worst game of the year. And Chris, like a man, pulled up his big boy pants and put his American Express on the table, something you wouldn't
that?
Do.
You hear that, Martin? That's how you do it.
To get to the Super Bowl in our plus four. There are 4-1 odds. That's actually not a bad bet. Congratulations, Chris. Rob, what are you doing?
You know they're not getting to the Super Bowl.
I feel like we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah,
we're getting
sidetracked. Just hurt Rob's feelings. He was speechless. I never heard Rob's speechless.
No, it's just that Martin, all the time, he's so caught up on the Vegas thing. This ain't Vegas. This is friends. This ain't Vegas.
Well, we're not friends right now because we're in the hot seat. We're about to do battle. You know how it works. Martin's got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. So let's get started. Take number one. Martin says that Kawhi Leonard of your Los Angeles Clippers will never be the best player on a championship team again. Martin, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Because the first time that he was the best player on a championship team, the only real problem with the team before was that LeBron was in the way. And listen, they traded it. They got rid of DeMar DeRozan and put Kawhi there, but that team was already foundationally stacked. They almost went to the Eastern Conference Finals this year in the bubble without him. I'm telling you, Toronto was Kawhi's. It was his maiden voyage. It was set up perfectly for him to be the best player on that team. It'll never happen again. He makes too much money. He doesn't practice enough, and no one wants to play with him. It's just not going to happen again.
Typical prisoner of the moment. Condemning a guy his first year with an organization. You probably said the same thing when LeBron lost his first year in Miami, that he wouldn't be able to bounce back and get chemistry and get better. The whole thing you said made no sense. In Toronto, he made the big shot to send him to the Eastern Conference Final in the Game 7. And then Giannis in Milwaukee was up 2-0 before he took over and decided to guard Giannis and stop that gravy train and lead them to a championship. They would have never won a championship without him.
They would have, but we're not talking about then. We're talking about what have you done for me lately and going forward. Because that's what's going to happen with Kawhi going forward. Because you know what? They were down 2-1 to Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. And you know what happened? Nothing at all. When LeBron went to Miami, they didn't win in the first year. You know what he had? 2 healthy knees. He went to practice. He was out there being a great teammate and a great leader. Nobody even wants to go to the Clippers in free agency because Kawhi, he may or may not be there. Who knows how it's going to go?
Martin, there's only 4 people on earth who play in the NBA and have proven they can be the best player on the championship team. LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and yep, Kawhi Leonard. He's 29 years old. Are you crazy? LeBron's 36. LeBron's only got a few more years left as the top 3 player in the league. And then who's going to be better than Kawhi? Maybe Durant? But Kawhi is still a great player. He had a bad series, or really a bad in games. But everyone's done that except Michael Jordan. Everyone. Magic, LeBron, Bird, Isaiah, they all have. Stop it.
Usually the first round is a measuring stick round. This one was really easy to call, though. Martin Wise got the easy W on that one. We all know.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't even say
anything. You're just a
Kawhi,
Laker fan.
Kawhi's nickname That's on all? The streets is Kawhi Leonard because he's a
you know
fraud.
What? Rob,
you're not
going to
give any non-Laker any credit.
This is ridiculous.
You are so
Topic
biased.
Topic number
ridiculous.
2.
I can't believe Jay allowed you to be a judge.
I hope you get a piece of turkey
hey,
that fell on the ground.
Official.
I'm about to take points
respect
away from the Odd Couple right now.
He's a horrible
This is so disrespectful. Take number 2. Martin Wise says that, you know what? The Eagles were wrong to stick with Carson Wentz. They should have benched him. They're making a mistake. Martin, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
Well, I mean, I guess if they don't want to bench him and then just continue to miss out on the vision and draft, what, 3rd, 4th, and then go ahead, do that if that's what you want to do. Because Carson Wentz at this point, he's broken. He's got nothing left. The walking to him Wednesdays of Shannon Sharp, those are long gone, buddy. Nick Foles ain't walking through that door, and when he did, he wasn't spectacular. That was a great team that was around them. Look what Nick Foles has done since then. It's not happening for Carson Wentz. Look, you got to protect him now. Protect him because you spent way too much money on him.
You drafted a quarterback with a second
Benchy,
pick.
Go use him. Look, I'll admit he's struggling. There's no question about it, but they still lead the division. I know it's a horrible division, but they still lead it. Why would you bench him now for a rookie, Jalen Hurts, with a questionable arm himself? Play him out the rest of the year. See what he's made of. See if he gets you to the playoffs. Plays well there. If not, then you can bench him going into next year. But there is absolutely no reason to bench him right now, no matter how poorly he's been playing. Book that.
You're right. The Eagles are. They're first in the NFC East by virtue of a tie that Doug Peterson somehow found a way not to lose. However, there's number one big reason to bench him because Carson Wentz has more turnovers than like 28 NFL teams right now. Imagine, they may not have six losses and one tie had Carson Wentz not led the league in turnovers going forward. I mean, he's got more turnovers than like half teams in the NFC. It's ridiculous. He's broken. He needs to sit. At least give the guy a break. Load management or something. Indianapolis is doing it.
Have you watched the games? The Eagles have had more injured players than anybody at one point. All 11 starters other than him were out at some point on the offense. I mean, yes, he's struggling. He's having a bad year. But he's their franchise quarterback. He's the same guy who led them to the division last year when they were banged up and they beat Dallas at home to secure the division title. That wasn't 8 years ago. That was last year. He can bounce back in the final six games and they can still win the division.
That one was tougher to call. It went back and forth. I feel like it could have went either way, but there was a nice little hook there at the end. By the Odd Couple, round number two goes to Chris and Rob.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, you're not complaining about the judging now, are you? Jeez.
A little bit of redemption.
This is embarrassing.
Finally.
You guys are terrible. Last one of the night, hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last. Martin Weiss says that Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow, everybody's excited about it, food and football, is overrated. Martin, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
How to take of the night? Honestly, this is the one that everyone should agree on. You're right. Food and football. Oh, when have we done that before? I think week one, week two, week three, week four of the NFL season. You mean every Sunday going on so far? The only thing about Thanksgiving is you get to hang out with your cousins. Well, you know what? Maybe you should have called them at some other point in time and not flown spent $500 on a plane ticket to go across the country to go see them and watch the Lions of all teams. You could have went and watched a great game and had all the food in the world you wanted. It doesn't have to be Thursday.
Quiet down. Stop it. What are you talking about? It's to give thanks. And you go, what we've been through this year, 2020, we need Thanksgiving more than ever to be able, even if it's on Zoom with the rest of the family, to be thankful that we're working through this pandemic and that we have love for our fellow man. And that we will pull together and there will be better times. That's what Thanksgiving is about. It ain't all about the food and watching football. Damn it, there wasn't even football when the Pilgrims sat down for the first time.
Now hold on just one second, because all the reasons that you gave were very specific for Thanksgiving this year, which I think, Rob G, is a stronger thing to make my point as to why Thanksgiving in general is overrated. Because, listen, every other holiday you want to give thanks, you know what I'm thankful for? On Christmas, I get gifts. You know, 4th of July, there's fireworks. On Thanksgiving, there's Lions football. And that's all, like, that's what you get. We don't even get two games this year on Thanksgiving. Why would I? I'm more thankful for NFL Sunday. All those 17 weeks of the year than I am on Thanksgiving. Come on.
Oh, how I pity you, Martin Weiss. You know what I used to do growing up? When I turned on the TV and it was the Sorry Lions on, I called up some friends. We went outside and we played our own football game. That's right. Kill the man, all that. Football games on the street, tackle in the grass. We did it all. Then we went inside and we stuffed our bellies with turkey and yams and sweet potato pie and potato salad and collard greens and all of that. And we sat back and rubbed our tummies and watched the night game. There's nothing better than Thanksgiving except Christmas. So wash your mouth out with soap.
Rob G, just quickly. I'd like the record to state Chris Broussard only played outside on Thanksgiving Day.
That's true. Chris did not play in high school. It's a myth.
Oh, really?
All right. That was another tough round to score. Both of you guys have very, very good points, but it boils down to this quick, simple fact. Everyone knows Columbus Day is the most overrated holiday. You know, nobody likes him. Yeah. Round number three in the win goes to the Odd Couple.
Yes.
Of course.
And I have and Martin, you know, Martin.
Martin there are two games on Thanksgiving. What are you talking about?
No, we don't. It's not three games. They have to move a game because it's on Thursday.
Yeah, but you said there aren't two games.
I misspoke. I apologize. There really is only one because it's happening in Dallas because what's happening in Detroit, it's a football team in a scrimmage, right?
All right, that's our man Martin Weiss. Give him an A for effort. A for effort. He showed up.
He's going to get pummeled on Friday when he fills in for you, Chris.
Yeah, Martin, it's going to – look. I wish you luck, man. Everybody knows how you were bragging.
You have to fill in for Rob on Monday.
Everybody knows how you were bragging about how good you were last time you were on the Odd Couple. So Rob's got something for you. I'm just giving you a warning. Call it a
That's
warning.
Right.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. That's our man, Martin Weiss. Good job. Good try, my man. Good try. Maybe he'll take your bet on Friday.
I doubt it. I think he's embarrassed. He's scared.
You know. All right. It's more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
DJ Alex Teicher once told me, let it breathe. So I'm going to let it breathe on this Worship Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody out there from the Odd Couple.
Yes.
Rob and Chris.
How much time do we have? Because
about 3 minutes.
Let's just talk about Thanksgiving and life, Chris, to wrap up the show and how thankful we are. Seriously, all you guys, Alex, Rob, G, if you just want to chime in for the final 3 minutes and you guys are going to have off and be with your families, and people should be thankful. That message is for real about what we do have, because things are really bad, but we got to be thankful for what we do have.
You know, we can all find stuff to complain about.
Yep,
especially now, but every day, yeah. No matter how well things are going for you, you can always find something to complain about. But when you focus on what you're thankful for, you know, I mean, when you focus on the good that you have, none of us gave ourselves life, right?
Nope.
None of us can totally control our health. Yeah, we can eat better. We can exercise and all that.
You can still get something, right?
Right, right. Something can always befall you. And so we should focus on the things that we're thankful for. And when we focus on those things, guess what? You don't have time to be so concerned with what you don't have.
And you know what,
and with
Chris?
With what somebody's got and you don't, and you mad because they got it and you don't have it. You know what I mean? Focus on what you have. Be thankful for it. And your mentality, your outlook will be much better, much more positive.
You're spot on with that. I can remember my mom who's passed, but my mom told me that too. It's about not having something. And she said, you shouldn't be like, it's not like why me in a bad way.
Right.
She said, what about, you should be thinking, why you? Why can you see? Why can you talk? Why can you think? Mm. Why can you walk? Why you? Everybody can't do that. That's what she said to me.
Right.
And I changed my view of life. I really, really did. Rob G,
those are words of wisdom from your mom.
Really?
That's great. Yeah.
That's what she told me, and I'll never forget those. Rob G, you thankful? You know, you guys got another baby coming or something?
He's got plenty of ranch dressing at home.
Huh?
I do have plenty of ranch dressing at home.
By itself isn't going to be desired.
No, you know what? In all honesty, I'm very thankful that, it's been a tough year for a lot of people, and, a lot of people took some financial hardships, and during this time, I actually got an additional income, with the other podcast that I'm working on. So that's crazy for me. So I'm very thankful for that.
Alex?
Yes.
I have a simple thing here for you, Rob. It's not about having what you want. It's about wanting what you got. And that's what Thanksgiving teaches us, man.
All right.
No doubt.
All right. And thank God for plants,
Love plants.
Right. You know it.
Plants, we can breathe,
grass,
and I get to eat.
Leaves, all that. Thank you. Thank God.
Happy Thanksgiving.